talk about the station, but it's 303, and I want you to put 303.
I would ask you to open your Bibles this morning, if you will, to Psalms 119. Psalm 119, we're beginning in verse 105 with our reading this morning. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. Down in verse 109, the psalmist went on to say, my life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The psalmist emphasized the importance of the Word of God, the importance of believing in God and who He is, and the Word that He bestows upon us, and walking in the way that we are directed by His Word. That was good instructions for the psalmist, and it's good instructions for us today as we think about our lives. As we are about a week into the new year, 2023, I want us to consider this morning a few things about our life. Consider your life as I consider mine, and think about wherein, if you have any weaknesses, where are you weak? I have many weaknesses, so I didn't have to look very far to find some things that I need to find strength to improve on. And so it is that we're going to look at some words from the Word of God, because there's so many things in the Word of God that can strengthen us. The entire book is there for us. It is God's revelation to man, who we are, where we came from, how we came to be here, what our duty is while we're here, what our options are in eternity, and the choices that we can make to have the better option, that is heaven, or the choices we can make or not make and end up in the place of torment eternally. So God is good to us, and His Word is beneficial. God's Word can reprimand us. It can warn us. It can educate us. It can build us up. It can make us strong if we will receive it in our heart, listen to it, and obey it. This morning, I'd like to take a look at a few verses in the Bible that are really, when you read these verses, they are words that will strengthen me and should help to strengthen you, because they are there for our learning. They're there for our good. They're there for a reason, because they were wrote to people in the New Testament times of the first century, those early Christians, for their strength, for their building up. And sometimes strengthening comes from warning. Strengthening comes from being reprimanded, as they were from time to time in the New Testament and the Old Testament. So sometimes words from God can hit us in a way that we understand that, you know what, I'm doing something wrong, because He has informed me that this is wrong. And so we can gain strength from that if we'll learn from it and live from it and obey it and make the proper changes to get that out of our life. So either way, whether it's a warning, a reprimand, or just words that are building up in general, all those words can strengthen us if we receive them in the right way. And receiving the Word of God is very important. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached that first gospel sermon, and he preached about Jesus and preached about David and the life of David, and Jesus being the seed of David, and Jesus being the Son of God, and how they had put Him to death. And they heard all these things about the Word of God and about Jesus and about the things of God. And they were moved in their heart. They were pricked in their heart. And so Peter told them what to do to be saved. So the Word of God can strengthen us, because it will move us to do better. You know, people help strengthen us, or people can help tear us down, depending on our associates. And so wherever we are, at home, in the community, at school, at work, or at play, or in business, we can strengthen others toward God if we will live in a way that reflect God's values in our life, and they can see us and know who we are and understand that good is going on in our life. That may lead them to want to do better also. So it's important that we work on strengthening ourselves every day. And so we look at some of the words we find in the Bible, and you could turn to just about any verse in the Bible and read it and find something there that will help us to understand that this needs to get out of my life and stop. It's wrong. or this needs to be put into my life and be applied and make me better. So the Word of God is a strengthening process. After all, 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, as we've talked about so many times in this very room, that God's Word, it is the Scriptures, is given by inspiration of God. And what is it, what are the Scriptures? All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. For what? It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And what does that do for the man of God, or the person that will follow God's Word? You know, it makes us, provide us everything that we need, because it's complete and perfect and thorough. So the words in the Word of God are important. So this past week, I talked to different people on different occasions in different places about different subjects. And in those conversations, several of those people gave me strength because of their actions toward me, because of their words toward me, because of the way they received me. And I would hope and pray that in some way I could strengthen them. So our words are very important. Barry mentioned in his prayer this morning that we should do good and have the right kind of thoughts and the right kind of words and the right kind of action. And so our words start where? In our heart. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, Solomon says, so is he. So what I think on is what I'm going to be. What I'm thinking about is what I'm probably going to do. And so the words we think on are very important. And so look to God's Word for those words that come out of our mouth, and have those in our heart, and do the right thing. Some words to strengthen us. I've already mentioned every word that God reveals to us is important. He's given us the Scriptures that we can read those words. And so what should I do and what should you do? We should study the Word of God and receive those words so we can what? Gain strength and gain courage and gain understanding. The Word of God is a strengthening tool for us. God gave it for us for that reason, that we might be saved, that we might could grow strong spiritually and have the right kind of actions in our life. So there's so many things going on around us, not only in this decade and not only in this year and not only in this century, but in the history of mankind. There's always been unrest among mankind. There's always been problems in families. There's always been problems in communities and between nations and between borders. And so now, with all the access that we have to media and news, and you don't know what to believe and what not to believe, so most of the time I try not to even listen to it. But anyway, you have all these things that are told to us and all these communication things, but all you hear about people is griping and complaining and unrest and what somebody's doing wrong. And they want to belittle someone and break them down, and they want to control people. And so there's political unrest, there's spiritual unrest, there's religious problems, there's unrest in families, there's unrest in individuals. And that's nothing new. It's always going on, but it's more evident to us because we have more access to what's going on around us now than we ever had in the history of mankind. And so it's there for us to see. So there's some problems out there. So in all the unrest and all the problems and all the things that may be being fed to us by various people or to our children by various people, we need strength. We need strength to stand up and know what's right. We need strength to stand up and not just know what's right, but to do what's right. And doing what's right, to share it with others and encourage them to do what's right and not be afraid to encourage others to do what's right. But in the church and as individuals, so many times we've just timid ourselves down and we're just so far behind, hiding behind a tree, we're afraid to say anything. It won't be politically correct. It will offend someone. Well, the Word of God, if it offends people, then the truth offends them. So the Word of God is truth. I need to seek that truth and obey it. So I need strength so I can follow that Word. So any time in our life we need strength, we need to go to the Word of God to find it. Let's look at some of these scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14 to begin with this morning. The Apostle Paul talks to these brothers and sisters in Christ, and he says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. Now that statement, if I will read it and understand it and apply it, it'll help me. First of all, be on the alert. Well, the Corinthians needed to be on alert for false teachers. They need to be on alert for things that were going on around them of other people in the church that were doing wrong, that were walking disorderly. They need to be alert of their own life and their own actions and their attitude and how they thought about themselves. And they need to be alert of what their very reasoning of their own being was, so they could humble themselves down and serve God. Be on the alert so that they were not pulled away from their belief in Christ and pulled away from obeying God. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. So one thing that will help strengthen me and strengthen you is listening to the Word of God and understanding that we can know what's right and what's wrong from the Word of God. And if we access that tool, we'll know what's right and wrong. Therefore, we can be on the alert. And when wrong pops up, we can resist it. When wrong pops up, we can go around it. When wrong pops up in our life, something going on, we can overcome it because we're on the alert. We're watching for that which is good, and when bad pops up, we see it and recognize it. And what do? We stand firm in the face. And so we need to be encouraged to be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, and do what? Act like men. Be a man. Stand up and be a man. Stand up and have some value about you, is what he's saying. Stand up and have some confidence in yourself. Stand up and have some, I'm going to go further in doing what's right regardless of what's going on around me and what others are saying. How many of us grown men are really men in the faith? We may be men on the job. We may be men in the community. But when it comes to the faith and doing what's right, are we really men? And the application is that women be strong in the faith. Men be strong in the faith. Everyone be alert. Be aware of God's Word. Be aware of what's going on. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong. So, Paul says we can be the kind of people we don't want to be if we're strengthening ourselves in the Word of God, and the Word of God allows us to be alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong. And then he says, while you're doing that, let all that you do be done in love. In love. And so, that will give us strength to understand that, yes, as I go through life, there are going to be people that I meet in various places, at various times, and for various reasons. I may run into people and meet people in my life that are not religious, that do not believe like I do. I may meet people in the church that are young in the faith, and I need to give those people that are young in the faith the opportunity to learn and to grow and to understand and grow up in Christ. And as they mature, they'll do more in the sight of God than they were when they were younger, because they know more. And so they're stronger. They're getting stronger. But if I'm weak and I'm not strong as an older Christian, if I'm not careful, I'll be telling those young people and running them off because of my actions, because of my words, because of the way I treat them. What about the love factor? The love factor. Yes, we need to be strict. Yes, we need to stand firm. But how do we do it? With love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul talked about love and what it can do. So we can be strengthened by the Word of God. It will help us to recognize what's going on so we can stand firm in the faith, so we can be strong as men and women in the faith, not deterred from what we're our goal of getting to heaven and doing what's right. And we do that with love toward God, toward His Word, toward His Son, toward His church, toward others, and toward ourselves, so we can get to heaven. Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, some other verses that will strengthen us if we will allow them to. Paul again says, finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. So, our life as Christians ought to be one of rejoicing for what God has done for us, what His Son has done for us, and what He continues to do for us, and what we have received from Him, the salvation of our soul, the hope of heaven, and direction to get there. We ought to rejoice in that fact. We can be made complete by following the Word of God and applying it to our life and growing up in the most holy faith. We can be comforted by reading the Word of God and understanding its precepts and understanding what it can do for us if we obey it and where it leads us when we follow it. So that will strengthen us. Rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded. You know, strength comes when people all understand things in the right way and they get on the same page and they work together for the cause that is right. Are we doing that in the church? Are we doing that as brothers and sisters in Christ? Are we of the same mind? We can be if we read off the same page, sing off the same verse, and correctly apply the Word of God. It's there. It can be done. We can be on the same page in our marriages with the husband and the wife, between parents and children. We can be on the same page with our neighbors and friends. We can live in peace. We can be like-minded if we let the Word of God do its thing in our life, and others do that also. We can live in peace. We can live in peace with God regardless of what others around us may have. So there's strength. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Some of you lost family members, relatives recently. Some of you have suffered things in your life that have been hard to deal with in recent months, in the last few years. You know what? The God of peace, He'll be with you. Not just when things are going good, but He'll be with you when things are going difficultly, when there's difficulties. We need to understand that. We're not just to be the sunshine Christian. We're not just to be the superhighway Christian. But when it's a bumpy road, when it's a hill to climb, when the storms come, when the mountains get hard to go up, when the valleys get hard to go through, when difficulties hit us, when disappointments come, He is still the God that we worship and love and understand. We can find strength, and He will give us peace if we'll understand that. Then He says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. This verse is a sermon in itself, anytime, any day. The grace. Grace greater than our sin. Grace. Marvelous grace. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. How great, how wonderful. It cannot be measured. The grace of God. His grace is bestowed upon us through His giving of His Son. He's willing to save me, yes, a sinner, from my sins. He's willing to give me an opportunity. And everyone, whoever it is, whatever they are, wherever they live, whatever they've done, give them an opportunity to access that grace. We can find strength in that, and knowing that the grace of God and through Christ Jesus is there, and it only comes through Christ Jesus. And so, if people will understand that, then they'll turn from worshiping men and idols and things and turn to worshiping God and obeying Him to receive that grace that comes only through His Son. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. So, strength. We can read that verse and find strength as Christians every day to understand that God is with me. His love is there. His grace is there. His Word is there for you. And I have fellowship. If I'm serving Him faithfully, you and I have fellowship with Him. And not only with Him, but with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the grace of God will be with us if we'll reach out and access that grace. It's there. It's free. But we have to come on His terms to receive it. It's, for instance, if someone told any one of you that you needed to drive to Huntsville, Alabama, to Madison Street, and go down to a certain number, a certain address, and when you get there, there's going to be a new Cadillac waiting on you, or a new SUV. It's yours. It's free. I'm giving it to you, no cost. It's already been bought and paid for. It's yours. But to get that, to receive it, you've got to take this route to get to here, and come up here and ask for it and receive it on our terms. You see, that's what God said. His Son gave His life for every one of us, and He said, it's here. Grace is here. Salvation is here. Come and get it. But you've got to come on my terms. You can't get it through your terms or anyone else's ways. So, strength can be found through the Word of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. Again, strengthening verses. These eight verses. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We'll stop there with that verse. So, if I'll stop every day long enough to think about who I am and what I'm doing here and who God is and what He does for me and what His Son has done for me and count my blessings, I'll have reason to rejoice. You'll have reason to rejoice. Another thing that can strengthen me is to pray. Many of you have texted me this past week and in previous weeks and previous month, and in your text, we'll be praying for you. We love you. We love your family. We'll be praying for you. That gives me strength to know that not only God is on my side, and Christ and the Holy Spirit is on my side if I'm serving Him faithfully, but you are on my side. That's strengthening when you know someone is there, it's got you back. It's going to be there no matter what, through thick or thin. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. We talked about being thankful several times in recent weeks, since Thanksgiving up till last week. Are we thankful? That'll help us gain strength if we count our blessings and be thankful. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God wants us to be people that are happy, to rejoice, and to pray, and to give thanks. And every day, that's something I need to do. Then He says, do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophetic words, but examine everything carefully. So, when the Word of God comes and we see the Word of God and we have the Bible, we're reading it, what we need to do is we need to receive it and don't turn it away. Don't turn away the words of the Spirit. Don't stop the words of the Spirit from entering into my life and my mind and my heart and causing me to make changes that will strengthen me. Sometimes, though, we read something and it really hits home. I've been doing this and it's telling me that. I'm just going to close the book. I don't want to read it no more. We're shutting off the Holy Spirit, the words of the Holy Spirit. And if we do that and we continue to do that on and on and on, where's forgiveness? But we can gain strength when we rejoice and pray and we give all these things and we don't quench the Spirit, we receive the words of God and we don't despise the Word of God. We receive the words of prophecy, the things written before time, the things written in the New Testament, and we apply them properly. And then He says, but examine everything carefully. We can gain strength when we examine everything carefully, the Word of God and everything that we do, to be careful where we go, what we do, and what we say. Examine everything carefully, the Word of God. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. And so these are things that will strengthen you and I. Look at the things in those verses. Rejoice. Pray. Give thanks. That's God's will. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't despise prophetic words. Examine everything carefully. I guarantee you, if you were going to purchase a home, a house, and it's already built, in a subdivision maybe, and you and your wife are going, maybe you're an individual, you're going to buy a house. I guarantee you, before you stick $550,000 to $1 million into a house, or $100,000 into a carport maybe, you're going to examine the person that's doing it, the quality of what's being built, and what it's made out of. And is it going to be something that'll be sustainable? We need to examine everything that people tells us about going to heaven or not going to heaven, and then when it comes to teaching things religiously, we need to examine everything, and everything we do needs to be examined carefully to make sure that it's the right thing. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. That we can gain strength in that. It'll make us stronger when we hold to that which is good and abstain from that which is evil, because evil makes us weak. Now, let's look at the strength. May the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You think about the rest of those verses. He goes on to talk about faithful. Faithful is He who calls you and will bring it to pass. God is faithful. God calls us. He gives us His Word. He is faithful, and we can gain strength through His Word if we will go to it and look at what's in that Word. And then, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 and verse 16. Let's read these verses for strength. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the Word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. So we've read those verses. Now think about it. Who's saying that? The Apostle Paul. He wants the prayers of others. One thing that will strengthen us is the prayers of other people, prayers of other Christians. We should want the prayers of others. We should pray for others, and we should desire the prayers of others. Pray for others. And we do here. We pray for our brethren overseas in other states. We pray for the sick and such like that we talk about, the announcements. We pray for these things. But are we praying, and are we praying intensely for the things that's right, and so that the Word of God will be glorified? So we need to ask for prayers from others, and we need to be praying for others. Prayer is very important. That prayer will strengthen us. Prayer gives others strength. But the Lord is faithful. Look at these verses we have underlined. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We can gain strength in that because the Lord gives us strength through His Word and His will and His way and through our faith. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. Paul commanded the things that were of Christ because he followed Christ and Christ was in him. And he said, follow me as I follow Christ. So follow the commands of God. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ. We can gain strength in that if the Lord directs your heart and we follow it, we can be steadfast in Christ. Now may the God of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance, that the Lord be with you all. And think about those words that Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica. What strengthening words it must have been when they read that letter from him and they saw those words there in that chapter 3 as it was broke down later in the second letter that was written to them. Strength. We can find strength as they did from the Word of God and gain strength from what the Apostle Paul said. Very quickly, Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace who brought you up from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you, notice that, equip you in every good thing to do His will. I need to be equipped today and going into 2023 and ever how much time I may have to live on this earth. I need to be equipped and you need to be equipped to be able to know that I can serve God faithfully and do His will, and where I'm going when this life is over because of that eternal covenant that God made through Abraham, through Christ, to us for salvation. Think about it. The God of peace who brought you up from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do His will. So that will help me. It will sustain me. The Word of God will carry me if I do His will. Working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Those two verses say a lot, and they are strength for me and for you and for every person. Very quickly, let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3 and think about the strength that we can gain to do right every day, to live right every day, and to sustain our life in the faith every day, and to lead others to Christ as we go forward. If we'll do His will, we can find strength. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. You, therefore, that's me and you and every Christian, you, therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on your guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your steadfastness, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. We're living in a time as many people in the past has lived in, basically the same time, the same shape, the same scenario, where there are people that want to close the doors on places of assembly. There are people that don't want you or me to mention the Bible, the Word of God, or Christ, or heaven, or hell, or right or wrong, anywhere, anytime. There are people that want you and I to accept any kind of lifestyle, every kind of lifestyle, the devil's kind of lifestyle, the enticement kind of lifestyle of the world that people are engaging in today, and accept it as that's okay. You just go ahead and do it. There's nothing going to happen. But God says there is something going to happen. So what it is, we need to get into the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to gain strength. and we need to stand up against the error of unprincipled men and don't follow them in their ways and their actions, or unprincipled groups that push these things on us. Don't fall for that, but be steadfast. Be steadfast in serving God and doing His will. Just about to run out of time. Let's go to Jude chapter 7, verses 17. Jude has one. So Jude verses 17 and 20 and 21. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. That just about sums it up for us as Christians. We ought to remember the words of God. And we need to build ourselves up in the most holy faith. We need to pray. And we need to keep ourselves in the love of God, because God's love is always there for us. All we've got to do is reach out and go for it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 58 again. So many times we've talked about it. I'm not going to quote it. You know what it says. For strength. What do I need to do? I need to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? That you may know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, if today or tomorrow or this year, if you live and I live, and something comes along and rattles you, as it probably will. If someone comes along and tempts you, as it probably will. If something happens that comes along that's hard and difficult that we may not really understand, stand fast, so that know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, we close with Philippians chapter 4, verses 8, 9, and 13. You know those verses as well as I do. Maybe better. So, don't get weak. Don't get down. Today or this year or ever how long we live. Let's stay strong. Let's stay faithful. Let's do God's will. Look to His Word, because in it is strength if we will receive it. If you're here this morning and you need the prayers of the brethren, if you're here this morning, you haven't been baptized into Christ, we can do that. Whatever your need may be in regard of a spiritual nature, if we can help you,